The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show, episode 101 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets, Vince.
Hello.
Mr. Short.
Hi.
On today's show, we'll go over the news, your questions, our list this week, our top 10 good songs by bad artists, and we fan cast Harvey Birdman, Avocado at Law. And Mr. Short's still the only one that got the joke.
Skeeter.
I got it.
Oh, okay. Just going to TV news. The big thing for TV news this week, obviously, Daredevil Season 2 has started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Boobies? Boobies?
No.
You didn't watch any of it?
Look who you're talking to.
Wow.
He has Netflix now, so...
I have it. I don't watch it.
You're going to want to watch this. Bernthal is amazing as Punisher, who, little known fact, Kurt Angle's nephew.
Huh.
The wrestler Kurt Angle, it's his nephew.
No shit.
Yeah. I just finished episode 10. You are short, you done with three?
Yeah, I watched three this morning.
It's the only problem I have, and you're not up to it yet, is Elektra's accent is a little off. From the way, like, you read it in the comic, and you hear it, you know, when you read something.
Yeah.
It doesn't match up a little for me, but that's the only thing I have, and it's not even an issue, so. Fight scenes are incredible. I don't want to spoil it. We'll talk a couple weeks about it more, and you do get a Punisher origin-esque episode, but you don't have to see the family die and all that, so it's handled well.
I'll probably finish it this week.
Yeah. It will be awesome. Next thing for TV news, Kevin Smith is shooting right now his episode that he is directing for the Flash TV series. So it's written by the same guy that wrote X-Men First Class.
How about he finished Reaper?
How about he finished a lot of things?
Just saying.
But yeah, so...
Reaper, the TV show?
Yes.
But
thanks for the welcome to the show, Timmy.
Well, I didn't know if you were talking about a movie here.
No, Reaper.
Okay.
Didn't they leave it at? They left that at a
cliffhanger. Yeah, because they didn't really come back. Yeah, they thought they were. Yeah.
It's CW, a good show.
I know it really is.
CW has not announced when the Kevin Smith episode will air this season, but it will air this season, and Zoom will be in it because he tweeted a picture of him on set.
Yeah,
Zoom.
So, Attack on Titan in Japan.
Naked Men
has been delayed in Japan for the new season due to them only being two story arcs behind the book. They didn't want to have to make filler episodes that would piss off the fans who are rabid. So they're going to wait until the book gets ahead a few more story arcs, and then they're going to go and finish the season. So it will happen this year. They're just holding off so they don't have to do bullcrap filler, which is good. I wish a lot of American shows would do that.
Yeah. I guess it's a wonderful show.
What little I've seen has been amazing.
Giant naked men.
Yep. Speaking of giant naked men, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kiki Palmer, Abigail Breslin, and Billy Lord will be reprising their roles for season 2 of Fox's Scream Queens. It got renewed. Leah Michelle, Niecy Nash.
Never watched one episode.
Brad Falchuk.
I started one and I was like, this is fucking awful.
And Glenn Powell will all come back to the show, so...
Have you watched it?
I made it through an episode.
I started an episode and I had to shut it off.
And then I tried to like flog myself like the guy from Angels and Demons.
Is that bad?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's... if you think Arrow is extremely soap opera-y, this is worse, but it has that niche. It has its little fan base and...
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Fox didn't cancel it after a season. Firefly.
Yeah, because it sucks, so they'll keep it on.
Yeah. Riverdale the CW show based on Archie, has finished casting Josie and the Pussycats for the show. I love you, Vince. I'm sorry. I'm showing him a picture.
Those are Negroes.
Irie Haylau and Ashanti Brumfield are joining Ashley Murray as Josie and the Pussycats, Compton edition. So,
I told
you this was Nancy Drew level bullshit. I warned you yesterday. What,
one I kind of like the one in the yellow, though.
One of them was black, wasn't it?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
One of them was black.
I think the bass player there was
Token, pick up the bass. You know how to do it.
But there were
just
four.
Just 'cause I'm black.
Wasn't there?
I think there were three, but it's been long ago.
That's depressing.
I hate you, Cartman.
I can't. It just, really?
Yep. Josie and the Pussycat are now black.
Whatever. Yay.
Shit. Please.
That has to be the first.
Hell yeah.
We are Josie's and the Pussycats. She. That needs to be the first, yeah.
All you motherfuckers are also white.
The Xena reboot for NBC.
Is she black?
No. No casting yet. Don't shut your whore mouth. All right? But they have said that they will explore and be blatant about the fact that Xena and Gabrielle
are dykes.
Are dykes, yes. That they're not even going to try. Like in the early show, they kind of had to hint around, you know, they care deeply for one another.
Get that scissor action going.
But in the reboot, you're probably going to get a lot of yeah.
NBC.
Yeah.
Is Sam Raimi attached to this?
I have no idea. I think he might executive produce, but I don't know.
They're going to bring Ted back as a Joxer.
They should.
Do it.
As old man Joxer.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Xena back when she was down on Gabby.
Well, yeah. They got to have Bruce Campbell, too.
I don't know. I think he's busy with Ash vs. Evil Dead, so I love that show.
I never watched Xena.
Preacher!
Shut the fuck up.
I did
not. Never watched Xena?
No.
You're off the show.
There's the fucking door.
I know where it is.
Speaking of the door, Preacher will make its debut May 22nd. It will air behind the mid-season finale of Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm giddy.
And then the first episode, which was screened at South by Southwest this week, a major Hollywood star gets killed in the episode.
Cool.
You want me to spoil it?
Yes.
Because it has to do with religion and everything. Yeah. Tom Cruise gets blown the fuck up. So immediately, right out of the gate, fuck Scientology. Here we go.
Sweet.
Let's see. Patrick Warburton. We now know why he will not be doing the Tick live action. He has been cast as Lemony Snicket from the Netflix series, where Count Olaf will be Neil Patrick Harris. I think is the only other casting we have for that so far. So, okay. DC has registered a trademark for the name Pennyworth for what looks to be a possible TV series. I'm thinking possibly an Alfred origin back when he was in the Marines. Or if they go comic book wise, they could do it on his daughter, who's now kind of high profile in the books. So, I don't know, but they registered a trademark, so we'll see. That's the first step in everything. Newly minted Oscar winner Charles Randolph, who wrote The Big Short, won the Oscar for Best Screenplay, has signed a deal with Amazon to develop an hour-long present-day Civil War drama. For Amazon, the untitled project is described as multifaceted, realistic look at what it would take to create a present-day civil war in the United States.
Black Lives Matter.
Really?
If I had the bell around here, that song would be dinging like a motherfucker right now.
Boy, it seems like they just turned the fucking news on.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
We're going to get that.
There's a book you should read called Civil War 2.
I may have.
I forget who wrote it.
Is it Boston Tea Party?
No, it's older. It's subversive.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should get it.
Flashdance star Jennifer Beals will play the. I was waiting for that.
Sorry.
We'll play the female lead in NBC's Taken. based off the movie, the prequel deal. She will play Christina Hart, special deputy director of national intelligence, who has taken Mills under her wing. So she will be the mentor for the young Liam Neeson character.
Of course.
To teach him how to pull the chain and get the water on him.
Right.
Okay.
Bananas.
Right. It's got to be a woman.
Teaches him how to answer a phone and talk like this. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a certain set of skills.
I can't remember who it was, but somebody did a one-word.
Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak, yeah. Did a one-word impersonation. He's like, bananas.
Yes. Eddie McClintock, if you remember the old show Warehouse 13, which I loved. He's been on Bones and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Huh? It's not that old.
I know. But to the kids, it is.
Oh.
He will be on Supergirl. He is coming to Supergirl as the role of Colonel James Harper. In the comics, he turns into the superhero Guardian, which is kind of a takeoff Captain America.
Yeah.
He works with the Cadmus Project. If you watched Arrow, it's that whole situation. And he...
it's cool, baby.
Okay. He has a shield and the whole thing, so... do you like Trainwreck TV?
No.
Well, then these
if it's actual trains wrecking, then I'd probably watch it.
Or Russian car videos, which are fucking amazing.
Oh yeah,
Mariah Carey.
Oh God,
is getting her own reality show called Mariah's World, and it will only be on the E Network because what else would E show?
She was the shit back in the day.
Yeah, and now she's just insane.
So, yeah.
And speaking of more reality shows, Hollywood Darlings is going to be on Pop TV, and it is going to be a reality show starring Christine Lakin, who was on Step by Step, Beverly Mitchell, who was on Seventh Heaven, and the star of Fuller House, Jodie Sweetin's boobs. So, are all three going to be on this reality show together?
Yeah, I was trying to watch Daredevil. I went to the bathroom, come back, and Jodie Sweetin's boobs are on my TV.
Not a complaint, though.
Sweet.
Really.
Good Lord. They are huge.
Well, did you see Kim Kardashian naked?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
That's what made her famous, right?
No, I meant it was the post that she posted on Instagram or Twitter some bullshit, and everybody's like, she's a whore! Or you can't slut shame people because they're whores.
Fuck, I can't.
Did you see the guy that tweeted, aren't you like 35?
And a mom.
Yeah. Fucking right. Coal burner. Go on.
Vince, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
TV Land has announced plans to adapt the comedy Heathers
for
a new generation of high school students.
Oh, lick it up, baby. Lick it up.
Oh, wait, there's more. The network is developing a comedic anthology series based on the film. The new group of Heathers, yes, the name will remain the same, will consist of teen outcasts like a black lesbian, a male who identifies as genderqueer, whose real name is Heath, and another Heather with, quote, a body like Martha Dump Truck.
Martha Dump Truck.
Train wreck. I can't wait. TV Land, of all places. You used to be Nick at Night.
I know.
Yeah.
They used to show Mr. Wizard's World early in the morning on Nickelodeon. Remember?
Yes.
When it was wholesome?
In Canadian.
Yeah. You can't do that on television.
Canadian.
I miss that.
I did too.
That wholesome TV.
Young Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you put Viacom in charge of it and all the Jews want people fucking each other.
That's true.
Sorry.
Gotham.
Keep going.
Dudes fucking.
I know.
Gotham has been renewed for season 3. And actor Brian McMahon will take the role as Basil Carlo. Do you know that name? You are one of the Batman fans?
Sounds familiar.
Clayface.
Okay. Yeah.
And they showed him in a black motion capture suit. So we are getting Clayface.
Hmm.
Season 3 has been... Mr. Freeze, this has been amazing, and they looks great so far.
Yeah.
I'm all caught up now, and... Next week, or tomorrow...
Tonight? It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
We get Paul Reubens as Penguin's dad. Can't wait.
Yeah, the Penguin at Arkham is...
He's good. In Indian Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was... spoiler, latest... last week's episode, he was released. treatment, okay, air quote, worked, and he's now nonviolent. And so, yeah, now he's
I watch
free.
Him, but it's hard to pay attention feeding the baby and whatnot.
That's true.
Doesn't your woman do that?
Yeah, from time to time, yeah. But I gotta do it sometimes.
He wants to, you know, moving on.
it's baby bonding time.
Fuck that.
She listened. The government raise the kid. Can't you learn nothing from Black Widow?
You have a vagina that lives in that. You have a vagina for a wife, right?
She loves heavy metal.
Oh, well, that's cool. Then.
Teaching, all right. History Channel show Vikings, which I love, has been renewed for season 5. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is going to join the cast. So, next season. My happy news for the week, besides Daredevil, American Gods. More casting. We have cast Laura Moon, the wife of Shadow Moon, and it will be...
Sherry Moon?
Emily Browning will be playing Laura Moon. I'm all excited about that. Larry Drake, who was Benny the Retard on L.A. Law, and also Durant from Darkman, passed away at 66. Sad news. Last thing for TV news this week, Legends of Tomorrow will be adding a new cast member for the season finale, and this is going to tie into season 2. There's 2 rumors floating around as who it could be. Booster Gold, who is Rip Hunter's father, or John Constantine.
Yeah. Bring Constantine back.
Hell yeah. You need somebody magic to go up against Vandal Savage. Matt Ryan, just bring him right in. He's already played him on Arrow, so it all fits. Movie news this week. Remember from the early 90s, Sean Parker created a little thing called Napster? Remember that feller? He's now created something called the Screening Room. The entrepreneur and his partners want to allow consumers to watch films in the comfort of their own home the same day they are released in theaters. This is according to Variety. The Screening Room would require customers to pay $150 for a set-top box and then charge an additional $50 per film, which they would have 48 hours to watch. Filmmakers such as Steven Spielberg, J.J. Abrams, Ron Howard, Martin Scorsese, and Peter Jackson, and among others, are said to be endorsing this effort. James Cameron and a couple other ones have come out against it, saying it would take away from the air-quote theater experience.
Oh, but fuck the theater
if
experience.
If I get to watch, you know, first run at home, day of release, and I don't have to put up with the retards and the rednecks yelling at each other,
oh, yeah,
in front of me.
There are some of those at the gas station.
You got to think, you take a family of 4 to a movie, that's what, 60, 80 bucks right there with all your accoutrements and everything?
Yeah, but...
$50, you're sitting at home, you can eat what you want, you can sit in a fucking giant plate of ribs watching Deadpool, and Jimmy Chonga's going
to
be happy.
Yeah, but there's somebody's going to find a way to...
Oh, yeah.
Pirate that shit.
Yeah, so it's a thing, it's possibly going to be out there, but...
Yeah, it sounds good on paper, but...
Yeah, a lot of things sound good on paper. Oh, the next one. Straight Outta Compton's Jason Mitchell, who played Eazy-E, and Eller Coltrane, who was in the movie Boyhood, have joined the upcoming Barack Obama movie, Barry. Barry begins shooting later this month.
In Kenya.
And it will... you got me, fucker. Good. It will cover Obama's college days in New York City. You know, where he wasn't known as Barack Obama, but he went by his legal name, Barry Sorrento. So, yeah. So Eazy-E is going to be playing Barack Obama.
I'm moving to Canada. Have I told you that yet? Have I? Okay.
Yeah, I agreed to go with you.
Okay. Yes, I think we all have.
Well, you got to take a language test. You got to take an English test. You've got to take a French test, too.
Oui, oui.
I got a long tongue.
It's gonna be bad. And I won't have to, I mean, I guess I don't have to wear deodorant. You know what I mean? So
in certain parts.
Oh, god damn.
We go to Vancouver. Next story, Batman the Killing Joke. Voice work has now started. Hamill tweeted out a picture of him and Conroy in the booth. But they have announced Tara Strong will be doing the voice of Barbara Gordon Batgirl.
Cool.
And Ray Wise, who played the devil on Reaper. will be playing Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All the, excited. R.
The all, Killing Joke.
Yeah.
That never happened.
That bull. I got another fucking DC did another retcon this week and pissed me off, but.
I'm still kind of scared about the Killing Joke.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
I want it to be good.
I do too. The next story is bizarre. A horse has been tragically killed on the set of Fast and Furious 8.
I saw that.
When a prop iceberg being used on the film was blown into its field by gale force winds. The giant plastic iceberg is said to have struck the horse, reportedly named Jupiter, and broke its leg while it was grazing. Then that horse had to be put down by a vet soon after. The horse was not involved in the shooting of the film. They are in Iceland shooting a car chase scene across an Icelandic frozen lake.
It was racing horses and shit.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Vin Diesel was having D&D flashbacks riding a horse. I'm a paladin! Yeah.
So, why couldn't they just put a cast on the horse's leg?
I don't know.
So. Oh, broke its leg. Kill it.
Drops of Jupiter in her hair. horse semen.
I wasn't going to tell him, but all right. A fifth Indiana Jones movie has officially been confirmed by Disney.
Woo! Aliens!
That was fucking loud.
Oh, yeah. The meters just jumped off the fucking chart. Where am I at? Steven Spielberg will be returning to direct, and Harrison Ford will be back as the dog named Indiana Jones.
LaBeouf.
No. July 19th, 2019 release date, if everybody stays alive. The only downside, the movie is being written by the same guy that wrote Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Never saw it.
That's the LaBeouf.
Aliens.
I know.
Aliens. And he...
It was kind of cool.
And he survived a nuclear detonation...
By getting in a refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Whatever.
Vince, I'm sorry about the next one.
God damn it.
Warner Brothers. You know them.
WB.
Has acquired the rights to the Cannonball Run franchise.
Oh, God.
And has set Ethan Coen... Ethan, I misspelled. Who wrote Tropic Thunder. To write and direct Cannonball. The studio is not calling it a reboot, but a relaunch of the film franchise.
Have they called you to play Dom DeLuise?
I don't know, but I will sit in a car with Burt Reynolds. You bet your ass I will.
Why?
I don't know.
They tried that with Rat Race, and it sucked balls.
Yes.
Bulls.
Yeah, that one was bad.
That was bad.
Speaking of just great Burt Reynolds movies, which is the one where he keeps trying to kill himself? He's in the nut house, and it's him, and it's Dom DeLuise, because Dom DeLuise was in fucking everything with Burt Reynolds. Oh, I can't remember the name of that, but it was on TV the other day and made me think of that.
IMDb.
That's pulled up right now.
I know, but I'll
do you remember the Fappening?
Yes.
Has your arm recovered?
I got tinnitus on my left hand. Yeah. Christ sakes, man.
Federal prosecutors charged a Pennsylvania man with felony computer hacking related to the theft of hundreds of news photos of...
Nude.
Jennifer Lawrence, Ariana Grande, Kate Upton, and others.
So was it actually Ariana Grande in those pictures?
Apparently.
Because she was like, it ain't me.
Yeah, well, apparently it was. Ryan Collins, 36, of Lancaster, Pennsylvania... Because nothing says computer hacking like Pennsylvania Dutch Amish country.
Yeah, but that's a whole other world up there, though.
Yeah. Signed a plea agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Look up Dom DeLuise.
He gained illegal access to at least 50 Apple iCloud accounts and 72 Gmail accounts, most belonging to Hollywood celebrities. He could face up to 5 years in prison. Prosecutors said they will recommend he serve a term of only 18 months in exchange for the guilty plea. But the recommendation will not be binding to the sentencing judge.
Don't hack from home, kids.
Do it from China.
Why the... I don't know. It was funny. When all that happened, Alexander Daddario came out and said, I'm glad that I got naked on TV.
Yeah, and paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vince has watched it in a loop ever since?
Yes.
Woody Harrelson, you lucky mother.
I fucking hate Woody Harrelson. Bongo playing bitch.
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory will not be a thing of fiction for much longer. Universal Studios is planning on opening their own chocolate factory. Toothsome Chocolate Factory will be taking visitors into a 19th century inspired steampunk chocolate factory. But this is going to be more like the 2005 version, the Johnny Depp version of the movie. With towering smokestacks, funky gadgetry, and staff wearing unique steampunk fashion. So this will be at Universal Studios Orlando.
No midgets?
It doesn't say, but you don't know how bad I want a midget server. Okay, moving on.
How many Deep Roys can you get?
Come here, midget. I got a gobstopper.
You ever see that? What was that? Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas? Yeah. At the beginning of the movie, where the little midget wants the tip, and Johnny Depp reaches in his pocket and throws all his change on the fucking ground.
The movie you're talking about is called The End.
Yes.
Slapstick black comedy about a man who finds that he hasn't much longer to live and has bungled his attempts at suicide.
Yes, he cannot end up killing. It's hilarious.
Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Dom DeLuise.
Yep, it's the whole Cannonball Run crew. It looks like we will not be getting a Crow reboot. Edward R. Pressman Film Corporation, who is the original producer and owns the rights, they have moved to deny Relativity Media the rights to sequels, prequels, and remake of the film. The move comes as Dana Brunetti, head of Relativity, after they filed bankruptcy and restructured, removed director Corin Hardy from the project. Pressman and Relativity brokered a $150,000 holding deal for him to direct, and pre-production on the new film began in August. So this is headed to court, legal contract, you will not be getting a Crow reboot. I'm okay with that. If you're going to do a Crow movie, do a whole fucking new one. Do it like the comic books and just new and go.
I mean, I liked the TV show back when it was...
That was Mark Dacascos.
Yes.
The chairman from Iron Chef America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he can say Bobby Flay, right? The Japanese, Bobby Flay.
I think I've seen...
We've been making lobster crawls.
And yes, Iron Chef is saved on my Netflix queue. And in my YouTube queue.
Rupture crawls in lasagna.
DC kind of under the radar let it out that we're getting a Lobo movie. Wonder Woman screenwriter Jason Fuchs will write the Lobo movie.
Fuchs?
Fuchs you. We're getting Lobo.
Hope he doesn't fuck it up.
Zack Snyder has come out and said Batman vs. Superman, R-rated director's cut, 3 hours long. It is a half hour longer than the movie that you're going to get in theaters.
Bat nipples.
Wonder Woman nipples.
Gal Gadot is hot.
Yes.
But she's Jewish.
Yes. So is Topanga from Boy Meets World. Where are you going with this?
Yeah, I don't like her either.
Well, I know. Speaking of Zack Snyder.
And Jews.
He is a... Well... No. He is working on a Fountainhead movie. Would you like to explain Fountainhead to people?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Based on the Ayn Rand book, so there you go.
Atlas Shrugged, baby.
I've watched all three. They're all out now. Amber Heard herself officially confirmed that she will be playing Mera in Justice League and Aquaman. They are working on the suit now. It will have the scales, and it will look like the book. So, remember last week we talked about The Little Prince?
Yeah.
That was the animated movie that Paramount, or I forget who. Yeah, Paramount dropped a week before it was supposed to come out. Netflix has swooped in and picked it up. We'll release it later this year. So.
You know what they need to make? Popeye.
Yes, the fucking Getty Tartakovsky. I can't say his name because he's Russian. Yes, I want that movie made. But here's what you're getting, and it's the last thing for movie news this week. Dan Harmon, Rick and Morty, Community, and his Starburns Industry production company will produce the stop-motion film Bubbles. No, not Trailer Park Boys, but that was the first thing I thought, too.
Fucking Sam Squatch.
But it's
a nice fucking kitty right there.
It is better than that. Bubbles tells the story of Michael Jackson's life and history from the perspective of the pet chimp.
Yeah, I saw this on Reddit.
Which got a close-up view after being adopted by Jackson from an Austin, Texas research facility and given residence at the Neverland Ranch in 1983. He was Jackson's constant companion until he became overly aggressive and moved to a monkey sanctuary in Florida. The script has been considered a very inventive way to tell an unauthorized Michael Jackson story without needing family permission. You imagine all that shit the monkey saw.
No wonder it got angry. Chimps, man.
But it will be stop motion animated.
Don't.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Don't keep chimps.
No, they'll eat your fucking face off.
when they get like 7 or 8 years.
Like that weird guy in Florida that ate a guy's face off, too.
And ripped his fucking balls off.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they turn like 7 or 8 years old, they become sexually mature. And they go fucking nuts.
They go ape shit.
Yeah. And then they rip your testicles off.
Yeah. This looks like Ferguson in your house. I mean, wait, what?
You said Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. All right, comic book news this week. DC has announced that in April and May, a crossover event called Super League will be the thing that leads into their company-wide rebirth. They're not calling it a reboot.
A boot-boot reboot?
A boot-boot. IDW is announced that they are going to start an ongoing comic book series based on the 1980s toy line and cartoon, Mask.
Mask.
This comes just months
Command,
after Hasbro.
Spelled with a K.
Yep. This comes months after Hasbro announced plans to incorporate Mask and several of its other properties in the G.I. Joe cinematic universe. Chikara owner Mike Quackenbush has taken to Twitter to try and be the writer for at least one story arc.
I'm down.
He is a gigantic Mask fan, knows some of the people, and I think would be cool. But yeah, I will at least pick up issue one of that, I know. Last week we talked about Deathmate coming to Valiant.
Yeah.
As it was the Image crossover.
Fucking puberty.
Your ball's dropping?
Good
job, buddy.
Oh, fucking shit ripped him off.
Oh. At least it wasn't your face, right?
Yeah.
This is my bread and butter. I don't use my nuts very much.
Yeah. I got kids, I'm good.
They do get in the way quite a bit.
Yeah.
Deathmate update. Beginning this June in a new arc of Bloodshot Reborn titled Blood Island. This Deathmate is not going to be a crossover event. Deathmate returns to the rebooted Valiant universe. Deathmate isn't an event or crossover. She's much, much more. This is an all-new character created by Jeff Lemire for Bloodshot Island, brought to life by the artist. I'm just reading through here real quick.
Blah, 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 blah,
The secret of her creation and purpose is a central mystery to Bloodshot Island, and in the very first issue alone, she cements herself as Valiant's newest A-level threat. So, Deathmate is the new big bad character for the Valiant universe, so that's cool.
You're a beautiful man, you know that?
I absolutely am, you know?
I don't know why I said that.
The truth just slips out sometimes.
I just wanted to.
Do you remember the Shadow?
The Shadow knows?
Yes, that Shadow.
With the knife?
Yes, the 40s.
40s?
Pulp hero type thing.
Yeah, 30s or 40s.
Is getting a, I think it's 6-issue limited series done through, this is through Dynamite Publishing, will be written and drawn by Matt Wagner, who did Grendel and all that.
Well, it sounds better than the goddamn movie they made with Baldwin.
Yes. It will be called The Shadow, The Death of Margot Lane. Be Wagner's return to the character after he did Grendel versus The Shadow in The Shadow Year One. He will be joined on the project by his son Brennan, who will be doing the colors. First issue out June 1st.
They had a Shadow comic in the late 80s, early 90s. And just didn't do very well.
No.
Remember they did a cartoon of the Phantom there for a little bit.
Yeah, and they did Phantom 2049.
Yeah.
Alright, Marvel has now started Apocalypse War. The big X-Men mutant event.
Leading up to the movie, I imagine.
It really doesn't have any tie-ins to the movies.
Oh, okay.
But it's Apocalypse, the movie's called Apocalypse. That'd be the
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse Now? In
Mad Max?
Extraordinary X-Men 8, which just came out, will spread through the entire X-Men team books for the next few months. I'm going to catch everybody up on the spoilers. The issue didn't waste any time in bringing back one of the signature tropes of an apocalypse story, the Four Horsemen. We now have our horsemen right off the gate. Here's the setup. The Terrigen Mist cloud circling the globe as it's made impossible for new mutants to be born. So Storm is shocked when she finds out the Forge's sensors have picked up 600 new mutant signatures in Tokyo. Believing this to be a relatively safe mission, Colossus takes some of his students out to investigate. Colossus and his students discover the Sugar Man, who, if you remember Age of Apocalypse, the original event, was a crazy geneticist, scientist-type guy. He has artificially grown 600 perfect mutant embryos. Yep. Somewhere safe.
I got about that many.
Safe from the effects of the Terrigen Mists. And he is in the process of teleporting them somewhere where he can raise them as his minions. Other X-Men arrive in time to stop the Sugar Man, but Colossus, the X-Haven students, and the embryos are all teleported away. After some investigation, it reveals that the teleportation device is actually a time travel device. The X-Men use it to follow Colossus and find themselves 1,000 years in the future. That's when they discover Colossus' student, who have grown stronger since they left, but Colossus is missing. And that's when the Horsemen arrive. Your new Four Horsemen. Colossus. Deadpool. Moon Knight. And what appears to be a Venom symbiote.
Damn.
Colossus is giving the orders, so it looks like he is deaf. And we have it confirmed that this is a brand new Moon Knight as a female. This is a whole new Venom. It just looks like some giant Venom creature. So, and Deadpool, because, well, he's Deadpool. Why wouldn't he live for 1,000 years? So,
ooh.
Yeah. So,
why is Colossus? How did he live?
Well, the time travel jumped.
Oh.
So, if you want to start on the big X-Men event now, go pick up the issue I just told you about. It's Extraordinary 8, and it's going to last a few months, and it looks, I mean, if they're starting right off the bat,
yeah.
With here's the Horseman, no sign of Apocalypse yet, but here's the Horseman, looks pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Marvel went ahead and released images showing the teams for the upcoming comic book event, Civil War 2. I have it on the thumb, y'all. Iron Man's team. Joining Iron Man on the side of protecting the future are Falcon Cap, Thor, that's
Lady Thor.
Yeah, Lady Thor, Black Panther, Star-Lord, Luke Cage, Hercules, Miss America, Daredevil, Black Widow, the Amadeus Cho Hulk, and Deadpool. Siding with Captain Marvel.
What's up, baby?
With the idea of changing the future is the actual Captain America, Steve Rogers, War Machine, Spider-Man, The Vision, Medusa, Blue Marvel, The Winter Soldier, Spectrum, She-Hulk, Hawkeye, and Ant-Man. Basically, you remember the movie Minority Report with the precogs?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Ooh.
One side wants to use precogs, one side says you can't go after somebody because they might do something.
Cogswell,
yeah. Spaceless Rockets. That's right.
That's right.
Me, George Jackson! Yep. So that is your Civil War II comic book event. Those are your teams. Spider-Man is getting his own offshoot series that will lead into, or mini, couple issues that will lead into it, but I don't know which side's which. I think Change the Future might be the ones wanting precog and protect the future. No, protect the future should be precog. Change the future would be not precog. So there's that. Next story. Writer Steve Orlando and artist Doc Shaner and Jesus Marino have signed exclusives with DC. All three just worked on Justice League Dark Side War. So DC has locked them up. Dark Horse, I don't know if even you remember this one, Vince. Dark Horse is pleased to announce that it will be publishing the classic heavy metal series Ranks for the first time in English since it came out in the very early 80s.
No, I don't remember that.
Ranks, also known as Ran Xerox, is a sci-fi anti-hero made of photocopier parts and ultraviolence. Think of it as Frankenstein with a copier part body. He has, like, weird futuristic dystopia. He protects his girlfriend, Lubna, from vicious drug dealers on a brutal path of sex, carnage, and destruction.
Oh, I like that.
This will be a hardcover put out November 9th, so just in time for the holidays. So,
making copies.
You gotta think, early 80s heavy metal magazine, which is that just came off the movie, so it was at the peak, was the shit.
Lots of neon.
And titties,
yeah.
All about that.
More DC retcon. I told you this was coming up. They have changed the origin for the Martian Manhunter. Basically, he was like, okay, you're Superman from Mars. You know, you're the last surviving guy from your planet. There was a war or something, and you survived, right?
What's her name? Was his niece, right?
Miss Martian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole another animated. But here's the new version, okay?
I'm confused all the versions. Yes. Shit.
His superpowers aren't a common thing on Mars. Instead, John Jones is unique, a leader picked to undergo a strange experiment when the planet Mars itself tries to warn its population of impending ecological disaster and makes everyone there think that a giant Cthulhu monster is coming to kill them. Cthulhu-like monster, I guess. Jones turns to a scientist named, I can't even pronounce it because it's in Martian, to undergo a procedure that will allow him to defend his planet. Unfortunately, the doctor's plan's a little light on science and a little too heavy on blood sacrifice using dark Martian blood rituals. That's how he got his powers. So, just DC changing shit up, like now Killing Joke is no longer canon, and you know.
That's the most ridiculous goddamn thing I've ever heard.
I know. Next story, Marvel's Deadpool and the Mercs for Money, which was supposed to be a 5 or 6 issue limited run. Marvel announced at C2E2 in Chicago 2 days ago that they're going to just turn it into an ongoing. Same creative team, just keep going. Which basically that is the Dirty Dozen if Deadpool led the team. Or like something like Expendables. It's like that. Valiant are locking up artists as well. They locked up 15 artists. I'm not going to list them all. Under an exclusive deal, so we're going back to the old school days of you're locked into a publisher now. It used, because for the last, I'd say, 8 to 10 years, it's been, well, you know, Tom King can work on Vision for Marvel and still write Omega Men for DC, this and that. That's, we're getting rid of that. Everybody's going to be locked into a publisher now, so. Marvel announces Unbeatable Squirrel Girl getting an original graphic novel where she will have to fight herself or an evil copy of herself.
Lena Dunham.
Fuck you. I hate you now. It looks like Marvel may be bringing in a new Iron Spider. It didn't pick up that, but there you go. All right. In artwork revealed, Mary Jane Watson is in the Iron Spider armor.
Is she black?
No. And it makes sense because Marvel has taken her out of the Spider-Man books and put her in the Iron Man books. It was painted by Alex Ross, so it looks good. But then stop.
Iron titties.
No, it ain't even that good.
I know.
It's fucking horrendous. Last thing for comic book news, it was announced that Afa Richardson will now be the artist on the Blade series that's coming out that will be following Blade's daughter. So, there's that. Oh, professional wrestling news, and how do you like lawsuits?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
A Connecticut federal court recently awarded the WWE $23.8 million in their lawsuit against Thai broadcaster CTH. The dispute was over Raw and SmackDown broadcasting fees. But that's not the lawsuit I'm talking about.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Hogan versus Gawker.
Yeah.
The jury awarded Hulk Hogan $115 million in damages.
Can you say vindicated?
Did you see the tweet he put out right after the thing? He said, "I told you I'd slam another giant." I was like,
that's good.
Fucking yay, brother.
I heard that Gawker might not be able to survive this.
This is why, and that's true, because even if Gawker wants to appeal, the way Florida laws are set up, they would have to put up and prove they have at least $115 million in liquid assets before they could file an appeal. Last year, they made $6 million profit on $45 million in revenue.
Hmm.
So they would need 2.5 years of revenue before they could even... That's not profit. Yeah. And Gawker owns Kotaku. So a lot of things are going to be fucked off this.
Good.
It's called Gawker. What do you expect?
Good.
And, and it all comes down to a tweet.
Look, he got fucked. Yeah.
Well.
Okay, he did the fucking.
There's that.
But when you can't say something in your own goddamn home.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up the point. Now, remember we had the Donald Sterling thing.
Yeah.
The owner of the Clippers. Why is that different than this? The reason is state law. State law in California is a hell of a lot different than state law in Florida.
Yeah.
That's why if this had happened in California, Hogan would have just been fucked.
Yeah, a lot of things cause cancer in Florida. Or California.
And Florida, apparently.
And Florida, yeah.
But
look, you can't say nigger in your own home. And Sterling didn't
even say... You come
to
my home and say it, apparently.
Sterling didn't even say anything.
No, he didn't. He never used the word once.
Yeah. He lost a fucking team. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. I hate that fucking story. But yeah. So Hogan wins $115 million. I love it.
Yeah, good on him.
He's Hulk Hogan. He's greedy.
Fuck it.
But fuck it, he won. Next story. Jerry Lawler says that WrestleMania 32 could feature two announced teams. So you may have the Raw team and the SmackDown team both announcing during the show. The reason that Bray Wyatt has not wrestled in quite some time, apparently he has a pretty serious back injury.
Hmm.
And it is still unclear if he will even wrestle at WrestleMania this year since it's 2 weeks away. Sad news. Well, it's sad for him. He's not dead. But Neville suffered a broken shin bone and ankle during his match with Chris Jericho this last Monday on Raw. Jericho tried to roll up. Now, he knew he was hurt, so he tried to just roll him up, get the ref to count it, you know, in the match real quick. The referee didn't count to three because his shoulder was up, and he didn't know that he was hurt. So Jericho got up and just shoved the fuck out of the referee, and you can hear him yelling, "He's hurt." And referee calls for disqualification. Can't touch a ref, obviously. And him and the ref go to the corner and start arguing. It's like, how the hell didn't you know he was fucking hurt? And the ref, I mean, the microphones picked all this up. And the referee's like, "I didn't fucking know. Don't you ever fucking touch me again." Stuff like that. So it was serious. But it looks like Neville will be out at least 3 months.
Man, that sucks. And he's a pretty good singer.
I don't know much.
I know I love you.
That's right.
But, but what's bad is apparently he tried to continue the match. He didn't want to stop the match with a broken shin and ankle.
I got to hear the audio.
Yeah,
later.
I'll play it when we go to break. Because I don't know how to play it with fucking
Chris Jericho?
Audio. Yeah. Was the one he was wrestling.
Oh.
Neville was.
He's a good guy.
He seems to be decent, and he knew he was hurt. He took the veteran role. He knew the guy was hurt. Let's stop the match before something really fucking bad happens, and it just ended badly. Next story: ex-TNA wrestler Ken Anderson was in line for a big push before he was fired from the company in January for failing a drug test. He won the main event filmed for would have been January 19th episode, but it was cut from the show. After he was suspected of wrestling under the influence, the wrestler failed his subsequent drug test and was fired right after. So, I didn't even know this story until it came out. The following wrestlers, Rob Van Dam, Jeff Hardy, Lance Storm, and Mick Foley, have all announced that they will be donating their brains to Chris Nowinski's Concussion Foundation after they pass away for CTE testing and stuff like that. If any, be honest with you, one of the brains I would be most curious about is Mick Foley.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just because that one fucking Rock match where he took 11, at least 11 unprotected chair shots to the head while his hands were handcuffed behind him.
His daughter's hot.
Because he's nuts. Well,
holy shit, yeah. Yeah. So, Mix is one I would be most worried about. Remember, it's been months ago, we talked about WWE Hall of Fame possibly putting in Regis into their celebrity.
Yeah.
It don't look like that's going to work out. If WWE is able to work out a deal, then Snoop could be the next person to go into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame. Snoop, a huge WWE fan, has made several appearances on programming over the years. He is also the cousin of Sasha Banks. WWE wanted originally to have Regis Philbin go in this year, but it looks like it's going to go to Snoop instead if the deal gets put together. Looks like also they would like to give Joan London the Warrior Award. London, a former, she was on Good Morning America forever. Battled triple negative breast cancer and is currently cancer free. She made an appearance on Raw back in October to talk about WWE's partnership with Susan G. Komen, which is a ripoff. But not getting into that right now. So, the next story: WWE Hall of Famer superstar Billy Graham was scheduled to attend WrestleMania 32 for Access signings this year, but revealed on Facebook that he will not be able to attend due to a serious health issue. He was doing free weight squats, you know, where you're just squatting, no weight or nothing, and broke in half a bone graft that is 10 years old. Mm. The bone started migrating upward and is trying to exit his thigh next to his left hip joint.
Blech.
And he's extremely diabetic, so the surgeons are not sure how the hell this is going to go, so, you know, shouldn't have done all those roids. Sting looks like he's going to retire. TMZ even reported.
Sting, I like his music though.
Yeah, I know. Sting will officially apparently make the announcement. When
sorry,
he's,
I didn't have that one queued up.
When he is inducted into the Hall of Fame on April 2nd, Sting was injured in his match with Seth Rollins at Night of Champions when he took a powerbomb into the turnbuckles. After being hurt on the first powerbomb, he agreed to take the second one, and he had no control over his body afterwards. And now has been diagnosed with spinal stenosis. He has not wrestled since and needs neck surgery, so looks like it's done. We're never going to get that Sting Undertaker match that everybody kind of wanted. We should have had it 10 years ago. Kurt Angle announced that he's taking the rest of the year off from wrestling and will make a decision about his future early next year. This should give American Alpha time to be called up to the main roster and then Kurt come in. Angelina Love and Davey Richards welcomed their first child into the world on Wednesday. They had a boy. Let's see. William Regal announced at Evolve last show that the WWE Network Global Cruiserweight Series will feature some of Evolve's talent, and qualifying matches will take place at Evolve shows. Stan Hansen will be leaked tomorrow that he is the next person going into the Hall of Fame. Even though if you've already bought the fucking program, you know this. And the last thing is former TNA champions Bobby Roode and Eric Young have finished their TNA commitments at last night's Impact Wrestling tapings in Orlando. The story making the rounds is that Roode and Young each requested their release from TNA deals after working the past week's tapings they were given. Rumor is they could be going to WWE, but nobody knows. And it looks like TNA has also signed Cherry Bomb and Pepper Parks to new deals. So,
Cherry Bomb!
Yeah, I should show you a picture of her.
I'm down.
All right. Video game news events.
Da-da-da-da-da.
As I pull up a picture of Cherry Bomb.
Let's see. A bunch of PlayStation classics are super cheap this weekend. You're on the PlayStation Network. Log in. Look around. Buy some shit. Even though, when you don't have the PlayStation Network anymore, apparently you can't keep that shit. I like it.
Mm.
I'm into it.
Cherry Bomb is cute.
Yeah, right. She is. Some motherfucker has already hit the Division's Dark Zone level cap.
Already?
Already.
Jesus Christ.
Can you believe that shit?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Next story. Mirror's Edge Catalyst might have the prettiest dystopia ever. It seems like, if you've ever played the first Mirror's Edge,
yep,
it looked pretty good. Well, I guess it's supposed to be quite shiny
yeah
now. So, What is it?
Candy in there.
Candy.
If you want it, take it. I can't eat it.
Do you have a 4K TV?
No.
Do you have a 4K TV?
No.
Well, neither do I, but PS4.5 will have 4K graphics.
That's all I need. My eyeballs to fucking fall out of my head when I'm trying to play a game.
Shit burns now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Paragon. Epic Games MMO or MOBA. Remember we were talking about this last week? Now available on early access on PS4. So I will be checking that shit out. Today. I'm totally alright with that. Let's see. Fallout 4's Automatron DLC, PlayStation VR, and Lindsay Lohan versus Rockstar. Oh, wait a minute. You don't need to know that. I will eat that, though. Is that fucking... You
nigger. Tootsie Tart. What the fuck is a Tootsie Tart?
I don't know.
It's the episode title.
Star Wars Battlefront Outer Rim trailer sets up DLC and free update.
Yay.
I can't wait. Greedo?
Oh, really?
I swear to God, I saw him last night. Devlin was playing.
Really?
I swear to God, I saw him running across the screen. Some guy was playing him.
You made a squeal noise?
I was like, I think that's Greedo. You get Hutt contracts.
Oh.
So.
Pizza Hut?
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba. I had pizza Jabba! The other day.
Pizza the
Hutt. Yes. You can get guns and shit from him.
Oh, very nice.
You do his contracts and you do that. Game to look out for.
Vince's segment of the week?
Yes. Tyranny.
Okay.
It's in pre-production kind of thing. They're getting it squared away, but Obsidian, the people that did Pillars of Eternity, will be doing Tyranny. It'll be top-down just like...
Diablo?
Just like Pillars, you know, the isometric.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that, because Pillars of Eternity is pretty fucking good. I want to stick my roll in your mouth.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got, baby.
I have one thing for video game news, and that is the EA versus NCAA lawsuit. A $60 million settlement from the Ed O'Bannon case will be split up over 24,000 athletes.
Good Lord.
That appeared in the NCAA franchises between 2003 and 2014. Each will be receiving a chunk of the settlement, with the average reward being somewhere in the ballpark of $1,600. No word on if you were on the cover, if you were going to get more. So, we don't know. But that's according to ESPN. So. Sports news this week. BJ Raji has told the Green Bay Packers that he will be taking the 2016 season off and may be retiring for good. So, Ravens cornerback Trey Walker passed away after a serious motorcycle accident in Southeast Florida. I think he was riding his motorcycle in Orlando and got just smashed and real bad. Nate Ebner is taking a leave from the New England Patriots to train for the U.S. Rugby Sevens team, trying to go to the Olympics. And the Patriots have given their blessing and hope he gets on there. This is the bullshit sports story of the week.
Ta-da.
Adam LaRoche officially ended his career with the Chicago White Sox. You know, the other team that plays in Chicago. On Friday, filing retirement paperwork after what he calls a, quote, fundamental disagreement with Executive Vice President Ken Williams over his son's time in the clubhouse. LaRoche said in a statement that Williams first asked him to scale back his son's time with the team significantly and then told him not to bring the kid to the ballpark at all. The kid had a locker at U.S. Cellular Field and at Camelback Ranch and was frequently in the Sox clubhouse before and during games. LaRoche's statement contradicts comments from Williams, who said Wednesday that he asked LaRoche to dial it back to less than 50% of the time. Quote, I had to make a decision, LaRoche said. Do I choose my teammates and my career, or do I choose my family? The decision was easy, but in no way was a reflection on how I feel about my teammates, manager Robin Ventura, general manager Rick Hahn, or the club's owner Jerry Reinsdorf. LaRoche said his first question before signing with the White Sox, 2-year, $25 million contract before last season, was if his son would be able to be a part of the team. And apparently, Ventura confirmed Friday that they discussed it in a phone conversation. LaRoche said they reached an agreement and he didn't think that there were any problems last year with the arrangement, which he noted was, quote, a privilege I have greatly valued. But apparently, it was an oral agreement, and the executive vice president saying nothing was in your contract, quit bringing your kid to the stadium. Players have considered boycotting a game in honor of LaRoche. Ace pitcher Chris Sale has come out and apparently lit up Williams in a private meeting. Sale then told the media that him and the team had been told bold-faced lies by the executive vice president.
So how old's the kid?
13? 14?
Yeah, but I can kind of see where they're coming from. I mean, if you bring your kid, then everybody's going to want to bring their kid. And
I get that part, but if you had a deal, all last season was fine, and then you're halfway through spring training, and oh, no, we don't want him in the ballpark no more. Something's fishy, but you got a damn player revolt on the fucking south side of Chicago right now. So, but yeah, walked away. He was supposed to make $13 million this year. Just fuck it. I'm going to spend time with my kid. I don't care. So, the next story, it looks like Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz rematch is in the work for the main event of UFC 200. I guess they're still working out details. I would rather have seen a title fight with Frankie Edgar, but that's my next story. Peyton Manning was honored by the Colts owner Jim Irsay on Friday.
Yes.
Irsay said the Colts would retire his number 18 jersey and erect a statue outside of Lucas Oil Stadium.
Can you believe that shit?
To which Peyton replied, "Thank you also very much."
A fucking statue.
We'll get there. There's an internet question about it, so save your anger. Last thing for sports news this week. Officials in Saturday night's Houston versus Atlanta basketball game removed a game ball because of a sticky substance that Rocket center Dwight Howard had applied. Howard applied a stick'em spray to his hands from a can covered in white tape before waiting to re-enter the game late in the first quarter. After Hawks forward Paul Millsap made the first of two free throws, Howard checked back in and grabbed the ball from the official. When Millsap got the ball back, he immediately questioned what was on it. "I've never felt the ball like that, ever," he said, according to the Atlanta newspaper. "It was sticky. It was like super glue or something on there. I couldn't get it off my hands. It was the weirdest thing ever." Official Monty McCutcheon investigated. Official Monty McCutcheon investigated before going to each bench and issuing a warning. According to the newspaper, McCutcheon told each team Stick'em is illegal in the NBA. The newspaper reported that Rockets coach J.B. Bickerstaff slid in front of the can, which was still on the scorer's table, in an attempt to hide it from the referee as he approached Houston's bench. A member of the Rockets staff ultimately removed the can from the scorer's table. Howard was not penalized, after the game, which they lost 109-97, in which he shot, just 2 of 7 from the field, that he has openly sprayed the sticky substance on his hands for the past 5 years. Quote, "I don't know why people are making a big deal out of it," he said. "I do it every game. It's not a big deal. I ain't tripping." The league said the incident will be reviewed. I hope he is suspended. So
trifling.
Ooh, that's a nice Negro word.
Look at that.
Music news.
I heard that one time.
I heard that one time in a song.
All right. This is my first story for Vince.
Taylor Swift?
No. God, no.
Michelle Obama.
Stop. Right there.
Hammer time.
Just in time for Michelle Obama's keynote address at South by Southwest in Austin, the First Lady has assembled an all-star empowerment anthem featuring artists like Missy Elliott, Zendaya, Kelly Clarkson, and more. "This is for my girls" will be available for download at midnight Wednesday on iTunes. Oscar-nominated songwriter Diane Warren penned the track, which was executive produced by AOL's makers and features vocal contributions from Lea Michele, Janelle Monáe, Kelly Rowland, Jada Grace, and Chloe and Hallie.
Vince is turning many, many different shades of purple right now.
Yeah.
You know what? you know what?
Wait. Both the panel and the song support the Let Girls Learn initiative and White House's 62 Million Girls campaign, which helps...
For what?
Which helps young women around the world
Do
complete
what?
Their education.
It's not my like we keep them locked up in a fucking cave or something.
Well, some of us do.
We don't. None of us do. They go to school, right? They're schools. Thank you, the fucking left in this country, for just separating the sexes even more. It's not like there's people with pitchforks and chainsaws and shit running around. You have a vagina? Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!
Burn it with fire!
God damn, man. Fuck! I cannot wait till the motherfuckers are out. I'm going to Canada. I can't. This is sexist bullshit, man.
You're gonna be the first lady ever with a number one song.
Fuck her. Fucking stupid.
God, well, she really doesn't have anything to do with the song.
I believe she's a part of the track.
Is she?
I believe so.
Was she gonna rap? Oh boy!
That is racist.
Good! I'm a racist motherfucker!
Well, just because she's black, she has to rap?
Yes. And eat watermelon.
Excuse me.
Michelle Obama as the black woman from the Popeye's Chicken
Cartoon. I don't get it.
She played bass on the track.
I don't get it. I don't understand. It pisses me off, man. Girls are special.
Well, here's something to make you happy.
Oh, thank God.
Get him off this.
You can go to change.org.
Oh, God damn it. Here we go.
And sign a petition to get the national anthem changed to Black Sabbath's War Pigs. Yeah. A single individual put it on there. Shannon Madden says the song better reflects the nation's current policies and practices.
Oh, some lefty.
Yeah.
They're nothing but a bunch of war pigs.
Yeah.
You know, because all the army are baby killers.
Doctors are healthcare professionals.
Yeah, but we got women empowerment. It's not sexist at all. How about people empowerment? How about we empower people? How about that?
People power.
God damn it.
I miss John.
Humans!
No.
Humans!
No, because fucking humans they suck.
When's Apophis? Seriously, Apophis needs to hit this fucking planet.
Speaking of
Apophis?
Maynard.
Let's be honest. Yes, that's a tie-in.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, just wait. Maynard was asked by AZ Central if tweeting and trolling has led to a drop in intelligence. And what could be done about it? He replied, an extinction-level event. Maybe a meteor, a few tidal waves, or a rapid ice age would set everything straight. Something to make you worry about food, clothing, and shelter rather than tweeting.
And also he said, please go buy his wine. All
right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're not making a new album because you guys are assholes, but buy my wine.
Buy my wine, yep.
Yeah. He said something about they just couldn't move forward with the album. They're having trouble.
It's fucking harvest season.
Fuck, what is it, 6 years now?
Yeah.
The grapes, man. I gotta get the grapes in.
Gotta get the grapes right for them.
Yeah, we need a good... He's right.
I know.
But the trolling, no. I think the trolling is... People are waking up. People say stupid shit, and then people are calling them out.
Yep.
And then the people that are calling them out are saying, oh, they're picking on me. Yeah. And then you get the UN involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And the women...
I think the trolling is hilarious because
I think the trolling is actually
love it when the people troll right back. That you know, yeah. Give as good as you get. So
they're all a bunch of Hollywood assholes anyway. Fuck you guys.
Fuck. Do you like Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the Repentless video?
No. Oh my God. Is it good?
You haven't seen
that? I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have a new video, You Against You, off their new album. And it's a prequel to the Repentless video.
Really?
Oh, it's...
Oh,
it's,
shit.
It's brutal.
Better them than me.
Exactly. Yeah, so those two videos show a whole story. And I'm pretty sure they're going to continue the story.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be...
It's fucking brutal.
Trapped in the closet type movie scenario.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That's pretty metal.
It's brutal.
I murder face.
I did my pickles
with
peanut butter.
No. I do cocaine.
When he sticks his hand down Murder Face's pants and whispers in his ear. Every time I find it so funny. I do cocaine.
That's a good
Murder Face like
That's such a good show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Metalocalypse, by the way. And my last story. Frank Sinatra Jr. died at 72 of cardiac arrest.
Yeah, while on tour.
Yeah.
I have four stories.
It's all about Michelle Obama again, right?
No, but oh my God.
God damn it. I'm going to die of aneurysm right here. I got to scoot closer.
You know Chris Brown? You know, the guy that made Rihanna into a punching bag.
Remember
him? Yeah, I remember
him. He took to Instagram to tell his followers to protest Donald Trump rallies and to, quote, roll 40-50 deep. Also saying, fuck Trump and fuck the pigs. To see this evil shit is so wrong. God will have his revenge. Trust me.
God will have his revenge.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like inciting violence, doesn't it? But the next story, which kind of is a tie-in. Some rapper named Tef Poe, who is apparently one of the top Black Lives organizers.
Sounds Asian.
He's not. He's looks like he disappears with the lights off.
Jungle love!
He's one of the ones who was leading the riots in Ferguson.
Oh, nice.
Came out and said on Twitter, "Dear white people, if Trump wins, young niggas such as myself are fully hell-bent on inciting riots everywhere we go, just so you know." He then followed up with another threat, "Trump wins, ain't no more rules famo. We've been too nice as is." Apparently English is not the first language, but...
Come to Indianapolis. I know a bunch of good old boys just itching.
So apparently...
Do it.
They're saying shit's gonna go down. And it already has. You saw the black guy dressed up as a Klan guy at the Trump rally yesterday, and then a black Trump supporter punched him in the fucking face. So yeah, we're on the hell in a handbasket there, folks. The next story.
So what do you get? You either get Trump...
Yeah.
Who, it's fucking Trump.
Fly off the handle at it.
Or you get Clinton, who has lied about fucking everything, knew those people got killed in Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was saying, go ahead and do it.
I did see this. And this is for all the Bernie Sanders people.
Well,
go ahead.
Hillary and Trump are fucking friends.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. But the Wisconsin group for Bernie Sanders came out and said, "We know there's no mathematical chance Bernie can win. If you really want to change the system, we are telling all of our supporters, vote Trump in the general election. Do not vote for Hillary." And I'm like, now he has the support of the fucking commies? Are you kidding me? Puffus.
Because Hillary is...
They got to change...
The devil. We can just say she's the devil. Allegedly.
Well, they got to change the whole fucking system. We were talking about this the other day at work. I don't want to get into it, but the whole fucking thing is flawed.
Yep.
Am I worried? Yeah, I'm kind of worried.
Yeah.
Until we get things squared away,
But I know at the whole black people thing.
Oh, if dear listener, if you could have just seen the twinkle in his eye.
I know how to shoot a gun by aiming down.
All right,
I'm just saying. You gotta aim.
Yes.
You can't just go crazy.
You can't hold the gun sideways.
No.
Bang, 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 bang.
I'm just
saying. Have you ever tried that?
Heads up.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's terribly inaccurate.
Yeah. Heads up.
All right, my next story.
Go on.
An event hosted by Lars Ulrich.
Oh, God.
At the University of Chicago.
Trying to teach people how to drum?
At UC Berkeley. No, this was some
thing. He used to be good.
Did you ever see that video of him on YouTube trying to drum? Out of rhythm and shit.
Yeah, and he looked like his arms were spaghetti. Yeah. But he was hosting a thing at UC Berkeley earlier this month, and he was interrupted by liberal students who stormed the stage in protest of subpar conditions endured by contract workers on campus. One student allegedly assaulted Salesforce.com founder Mark Benioff, who was sitting beside Ulrich during this panel deal.
God, they bitch about everything.
Yeah. But Lars was not injured in the attack.
Oh, that's too bad.
And the last thing I have, Madonna's went crazy.
Again? Oh.
Fucking shoot that bitch.
Madonna suffered an onstage meltdown during a concert in Australia. This was last Saturday night.
It's Australia.
As she sipped from a bottle of tequila and made several emotional pleas to the audience, quote, "Somebody please fuck me." Madonna told the audience
no.
One of several pauses during the concert.
Well, everyone was silent.
Somebody take care of me, please. Who's going to take care of me?
Show your pussy.
No. Jinx. at the next night's show, she invited a 17-year-old girl on stage and then proceeded to pull down the girl's shirt, exposing her breasts to everyone in the audience. No word on charges would be filed against her since the girl was underage. But the girl
depends on where it is.
The girl and the mother. This was in Australia.
Oh.
The girl and the mother come out and
said, "It's okay in Japan."
Yeah. The girl and the mother came out and said, "Oh, it was fine. It was a great thing. It was just."
It was liberating because she's a woman.
Which leads me directly to my point. If that was, oh, let's say John Mayer did that to a 17-year-old girl on stage, what would the fucking backlash have been?
Oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. But, oh, it's Madonna.
Yeah, she's empowering women.
Yeah, an empowering woman. And, yeah. All right, fuck it. That's it for music news. Your song of the week this week.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Next week. this week, the nerd rock group 3D6 is kind of like a punk rock, but they knew nerdy songs. So here is the song Damage. It's basically a D&D song. So.
Sweet.
Yeah, so here you go.
And thievery and light blade proficiency. If my role sucks on my stealth, I'll need surges for my health. I can use my sneak attack and stab a goblin in the back. Then I add my modifier, making my attack go higher. Once again, his armor class was not enough to save his ass. We're pretty thick! 3D6, tracking orcs across the land, flaming hand axe in one hand. One attack, I'll make him sorry, mark him with my hunter's quarry. Use my weapon's daily power, make it rain blood like a shower. Then I add my modifier, making my attack roll higher. Once again, his armor class was not enough to save his ass. We're pretty thick, pretty thick, pretty thick, jamming. 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 It was forged in the cave of dwarves. Passed from king to son, waiting for the chosen one. And so the wizard to the king gave a weapon thundering. When with this heavy flail you crit, we'll add some damage when you hit. Four. 3D6, 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 damage. 3D6, 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 damage. 3D6, 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 damage. 3D6, 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 damage. 3D6.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
From the current to the way back, join the Impact player Mr. Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers as we host the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live every Friday evening at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com. You can find all of our episodes on turnbucklethrowbacks.com, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iTunes, and on the TuneIn app. Just search Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back. You want to do top 10 or fan casting first?
Top 10.
All right. Our top 10 list this week, good songs from bad artists. Now, this is not necessarily terrible artists, just artists I'm, or the whoever's doing the list, not a big fan of. So, could be a bad artist or however you want. Mr. Short, you're number 10.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Shaking Hands.
Okay.
Seasons of Weather, Aerosmith.
Ah, I have Sister Christian from Night Ranger.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good song by an artist I don't particularly care for. Number 9.
Godsmack, Greed.
Okay.
Someday I'll Be Saturday Night, Bon Jovi.
Better than Dead or Alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have Umbrella from Rihanna.
Ella.
Fucking catchy. Number 8.
Well, she needs to be empowered, so.
Well, yeah, she's naked every. Yeah, never mind.
Disturbed, Remember.
That, yeah, I like that song. I like Land of Confusion, too.
Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yeah. I have You Somebody, Kings of Leon.
God.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Behind Blue Eyes by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, the Limp Bizkit cover. That's really good. I was surprised. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy.
that's good. I have The Worst Human Being in the World, Kanye West. Gold Digger.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Your Brother.
Yeah, no shit, my brother.
She's too funny.
Yeah.
That I need.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 6.
Winger.
You can stop.
17.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now.
A cover song.
Playboy. Dude. Okay.
Yeah, feel yeah. Good.
Yeah. I have Touch of Grey, Grateful Dead. I'm not a big fan of the Dead, but I like that song. Number 5.
Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
I think that may be their best song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vince?
Oh, let's see. Debbie Gibson, Only in My Dreams.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
As real as it may seem.
I had to put a Nickelback song on mine. I went with Rockstar. Number four.
Maroon 5. One More Night.
Okay.
One More Night.
No, not that one.
Oh.
That was Phil Collins, correct?
They have songs that are like the same title as other songs.
Yeah.
Why is that?
To confuse the people.
Well, it works.
Yep.
Number four?
Yeah.
Culture Club, I'll Tumble For You.
I'll allow it. I have Your Love from The Outfield.
I love that song.
I do too, but goddamn the rest of it's garbage. Alright, number three.
Saliva, Always.
Yeah, I like that.
Goody Two Shoes, Adamant.
Oh, he went fucking crazy.
One fucking song.
Yeah. Speaking of one fucking song, My Girl Likes to
Party All the Time,
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
The only reason that's catchy is because Rick James produced it.
He's on video doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two.
Prong. Snap your fingers, snap your neck.
Yep.
Prong's not that bad.
Name another song.
Okay.
That didn't even get a whole answer. What's your number two there, Vince?
A Leader of Men, Nickelback.
I have Gangster's Paradise, Julio, is my number two.
Fantastic Boys wasn't on there?
Well, all right, I'll give you the all right. Number one.
Katy Perry, E.T.
That's fucking catchier and shit. A lot of her shit is so catchy.
Got more hooks in the tackle box.
And them boobs. God bless America.
My number one, Supersonic, Oasis.
And now, Wonderwall. My number one, Jesse's Girl, Rick Springfield.
Yeah. He was Nick Knight.
That's true. Yes, he was. General Hospital?
No, it was a movie called Nick Knight.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to remember.
And they made it into a TV show called Forever Knight.
Yes. All right, our fan casting. Harvey Birdman, Avocado at Law. Harvey Birdman, Phil Kinsebin. Judy Kinsebin. Peanut, Myron Reducto. Judge Mintock the Mind Taker. X the Eliminator.
Oh, shit.
Peter Potamus. And one defendant, while they're on trial, and one prosecutor witness. We will start with Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
James Marsden.
That works.
Brad Pitt.
Paul Rudd.
Huh.
Falcon 7, or Philkin 7, I guess.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
that's actually right.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I have James Spader.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Judy Kinsebin, also known as Bird Girl.
Jodie Sweetin.
And the boobs.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I have Ellen Page.
Ooh.
Peanut. This is Bird Boy, basically. But he's crazy perverted and weirdly calm in the face of everything.
Michael Cassidy.
I gotta pull up the IMDb. I know the name.
Not Fassbender.
No.
Ah. From Argo? That look right?
Yep.
Okay, he was in Argo and Zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
And he's on the Magicians TV series. Okay, Vince?
Jace Norman.
Yeah, that works. I went with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
That takes us to Myron Reducto.
Ben Kingsley.
Oh, that's fucking great. Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
I went with Clint Howard.
Woo!
Tiny! Mega Tiny! Judge Mintock the Mind Taker.
The Rock.
God damn it.
It works.
It does work.
Yeah. Who you got?
The Rock.
Oh, you Rock?
Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall is my pick. Yes, I was watching Kids in the Hall when I was doing my fan cast.
Love Kids in the Hall.
Yeah. X the Eliminator, also known as Never Gets the Fucking Job Done.
Brian Baumgartner.
From The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck was his character name? Second,
you passed it.
Did I?
Right there.
Kevin. He was right. Kevin on The Office. That works. Yeah, I like that.
John Goodman.
That's a good pick. John Goodman, I went yeah. with John C. Reilly.
Check it out.
And Peter Potamus, my favorite character on the whole fucking show, that would like to know if, you know, you got that thing that I sent.
Got that thing?
You've got the thing? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tyler Labine.
That works fantastically, actually.
You win.
Yeah. I went with Nick Frost.
Oh.
Either one of ours is good, but I like yours. Who is your defendant?
Did you have one?
No.
Oh.
Who is your defendant, and why are they on trial?
My defendant, Cobra Commander. He's accused of stealing Brian Johnson's voice.
I didn't have that one either, but you win. That's really good.
I don't know. Mine might be better. On trial for insurance fraud, Super Dave Osborne. So who is your prosecutor witness?
Angus Young.
Angus Young, yeah. Mine is Getty Watanabe as Yoshi.
Nice.
Who, if you know the Super Dave things, you know that Yoshi is the little Asian guy. So I went with Long Duk Dong as Yoshi.
That's funny.
What's happening? Hot stuff.
Yeah. All right. So that was our fan casting of Harvey Birdman. I love that show. And that takes us to internet questions this week.
Oh, joy.
We don't have many, but we have some good ones. We must settle the age-old debate.
Who?
Jefferson Darcy or Steve Rhodes?
Who's I like Jefferson.
Yeah.
Steve was cool, but...
Steve was cool, but I was a Jefferson fan.
Yeah.
Until Steve did come back in that one episode where he took off and, like, became a lumberjack or something. He just yeah. It. He became a ranger. He was a forest ranger. So, Jefferson or Steve, who you got there, Mr. Short?
Jefferson.
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep. But he also does have the curse that when he shows up on a show, it will be canceled soon. Happy days. So, and every other show. Going on spring break soon, can you guys recommend some books to read? Into a little bit of everything. So, what are some actual physical books that you would recommend somebody to read?
Physical books?
Books. I guess you can get them on your e-reader or iPad. But what are some books that somebody could read while on spring break?
Fahrenheit 451. That's a good book.
That's an actual good book. I would throw on Snuff. We were just talking about.
Yeah.
Snuff. I would throw on American Gods if you haven't seen that or haven't read that. You think of anything?
I don't know.
Go find all the Hunter S. Thompson stuff. Or Gonzo's a good book biography of him. If you like crime, there's a good book called Level 27 that was written. It's the first in a series. It was written by, I can't pronounce his last name, but it's the guy that created CSI. And he wrote a...
Bruckheimer?
No, it's Wicknies or something. It's a Polish name that I'm not good with. But it's a really good book. I can't think of any really more, you know, I mean, you got your Neil Gaiman stuff, your Polonick, your, you know, read American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho's pretty
good. Lesson Zero.
Lesson Zero is really good.
Yeah.
And it's short.
Yeah.
Short-ter. Yeah. Because, I mean,
Snuff is a short book.
Yeah.
Lesson Zero is a short book.
I could say, you know, Dune. But spring break.
This might be spring break for the next decade.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Baseball time is coming. Any predictions? As every year, Cubs will win the World Series. We will play the Mets in the National League Championship game, and then we will have to play... fuck it, let's just make it the Yankees in the World Series and beat the Yankees. The St. Louis Cardinals will win two games all next year. Because I don't like the Cardinals. Because I'm a Cubs fan. And you guys don't like sports ball. So.
The monkey ball?
No, sports ball. It's the Dominican ball. next question. Are the Colts out of line for building the statue of Peyton?
Yes!
I told you we had a question. Go.
Yes, it's fucking retarded. Why? Why?
Because, one, we wouldn't have that stadium if it wasn't for Peyton and the team being successful.
Why? We're paying for it.
Well, I know that, but...
I mean...
So, why... Okay, would you put a statue of a player outside of any stadium? Because a lot of stadiums do have players' statues outside.
Yeah, historical players. I mean, like...
Like, I know Lambeau has, you know, there's the Lombardi. They got Bart Starr, stuff like that. I think Chicago's putting up an Ernie Banks statue. There's a Harry Carey. The Yankees have a bunch of statues. The Reds have, you know, Johnny Bench and everybody down at Great American.
But he just retired.
Think it's too soon.
Yes.
Too soon is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. A lot of people were saying, you know, it's not even been 2 weeks since he announced. You're now. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, and he wasn't a fucking Colt. All right. He was a Bronco.
Well, no, that's. There was a reason he became a Bronco.
Yeah, because fucking dipshit's a dumbass.
Yep.
Fucking, what is his name? That drug. Drug.
Willy doing, Wonka?
No.
It's a Ursa.
Ursa, yeah.
Yeah, he thinks he's Willy Wonka.
Right.
When he's on the pills. Yeah.
After he retires, well, right now, you know, and he, like, say he became a coach or something.
I think he'd be a partial owner.
I can
see him getting in an upper management, partial owner type deal. I can see that.
If that kind of stuff happened after that, if he did a great job, like through his whole career with the Colts,
yeah,
I could see a statue. Yeah, then.
I think it's just too soon.
Yeah,
I agree with that. Give it 5, 6, 7 years, and then be like, oh, we're, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look at what's his name, Dickface on the Patriots. What's that guy's name?
Giselle Bundchen's.
Yeah.
Wife? Yeah.
That guy.
Tom Brady.
He's won more Super Bowls than Peyton has. Yeah. Where's his fucking statue at?
Oh, he'll get one. He'll be made out of razor blades in front of Gillette. Man, it's fantastic.
I'm just saying.
He'll be right beside the Hillary Clinton cheater statue. Next, moving on.
Moving on.
How do you feel about the story about Jared Fogle getting beat down in prison?
I'm surprised it took that long.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad it happened.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been sad if it got worse, you know, but yeah, quite happy that it happened. I agree that I was surprised it took so long for somebody to get to him, so.
I guess he's getting real good treatment in there, though.
Yeah, he's like the pet project of the thing, and it's low security and this and that.
Yeah, he's getting like steak and lobster every night, and...
They're taking care of... yeah, it's bullshit, but yeah, he should be taken care of. Next question. Do you think that Nintendo will ever do comic books again? And if they did, what series would you like to see them do? Way back in the day, Nintendo did put out comic book series. I think it was more of like an anthology. You know, the whole book was broken up into like three different stories. But if they were to do comic books again, what games, I guess, or series would you like to
Metroid.
See them do? Metroid would be awesome. Link would be awesome.
And don't Japanese it up. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Make it gritty.
Kirby.
Kirby could be fun for the kids. I mean, to be honest with you, I know you meant it as a joke, but
yeah.
Kirby younger kids book could be really good. Mario, I mean, you'd have to do something with Mario.
Yeah.
Maybe they can explain in the book while she magically keeps getting fucking abducted.
Because she wants to
willingly,
be.
Yeah. That's our version is it's willingly.
She keeps getting raped by a lizard.
In love with Bowser, and Mario is the actual stalker kidnapper. But I'm telling you, fan theory. But what other Nintendo?
Or she's into the whole rape fantasy thing.
That could be. I guess they do a Pokemon book. I think there is. Is there a Pokemon comic?
I'm sure there was. I know.
All right. Next question. This comes to us from one of our younger listeners. Who would win in a fight? Superman, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
I think so, because technically the Force is like magic.
Yeah.
And Superman is susceptible to magic. So I think Vader wins. Wolverine versus Vader. I think Vader just...
Yeah, Vader.
Well, with Superman, it kind of depends on where they are, too.
Yeah.
Because if they're in the dark, away from the sun...
Yeah, that's true. It'd be no contest. Wolverine, I think Vader would easily... Just vaporize him. All right, so that was it for listener questions this week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next week, we will not be doing top 10 and fan casting. We will be doing our comic book March Madness bracket tournament as we finish out the list of characters we're going to have. I will put the matchups on the Facebook group in case anybody wants to say what their picks are, and we could use them as tiebreakers possibly if we need to. We do have an email. inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the email address if you would like to send your thoughts, hate mail, love mail, thoughts, things you want to see us fan cast or top 10 lists to do. We are on the Twitter machine at inconclusivepod, at cyborgsumo,
at beetlebliss.
Like I said, we are on Facebook. Just search for official Inconclusive Breakdown group and page. Am I forgetting anything? Because I forget shit every week. And then I listen back to the show and I'm like, oh, I forgot to do email, Facebook, Twitter. Oh, please rate and review on iTunes and Stitcher. That would be nice.
Thanks for all the messages last week.
Yes.
What messages?
Yeah.
I played them in the beginning of the show where people were congratulating us for the 100.
He doesn't listen.
I was busy last week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were. I have no idea.
Punch you in the face.
I have nothing. All right, so I think that's it. Everybody good this week? Vince, you done yelling about Obamas?
No, I'm never done, asshole.
Next week will be part two of Vince versus the Obamas.
Well, goddammit.
No, I said next week. Next week!
You're the president. Okay, you're the first lady. Don't just favor one little demographic. You need to have everyone. We're one people. E pluribus unum. God damn it. V.I. Lenin. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov.
I thought you were going Deutschland über alles.
I'm just saying. Right. Ich bin ein Berliner.
Blood and soil?
Yes.
What are we going on here?
God damn. I'm just saying.
I know.
Don't pity one group. We're all in this together, god damn it. Fuck.
That's absolutely true, and I think we're all screwed.
So. We're all going to defect.
We're all going
to defect. Canada?
Here
get your
come.
Ass ready. Here we go. You like taking in refugees, you say. Huh?
Yeah.
How about some American refugees?
I'm an American refugee.
Yeah.
How'd you get that scar on your face, eating pussy?
I only have a PlayStation 3.
We might not rape your women.
No, we're civilized refugees.
I'm pretty goddamn sure we're not going to rape your women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
No, we're not going
no,
to.
No, okay.
I'm too tired for that shit.
Yeah, I'm too tired. I'm old.
I'm old.
All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Suck it.